I suspect never have so many people figured out how they're going to spend $1 billion as has happened over the last several days, really actually weeks leading up to this Mega Millions jackpot being over $1 billion. I don't know what it is right now, but I know somebody I can talk to who can tell me that. That's Jake Harris from the Michigan Lottery. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Paul W.
Is this one of those times you wish you didn't work for the lottery so you could actually buy a ticket?
No, you know, I think working for the lottery is a pretty good gig. You know, I get to hand over big checks, and that's a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
You know, winning's no guarantee. But we say you've got to be able to play if you want to win a prize. And for those folks that are on the fence and maybe not regular players, you know, there's only one way to win a prize, and that's to buy that ticket.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't play. It's pretty simple. No matter what the odds are, you just can't win if you don't participate and buy a ticket. Even our executive producer, Ann Thomas, who does not generally buy lottery tickets, buys when it gets up to a couple few hundred million dollars.
Absolutely pompous.
It's like 5 or 10 million wouldn't change your life, but 400, 500, 600 million would change your life.
Now you're talking.
So where are we, Jake? I mean, the best you can guess, what's the amount?
Right now it is $1.1 billion. You know, it's possible that could jump again today. You know, it's gone up pretty consistently this week, so I would not be shocked if it did go up again. But, you know, $1.1 billion right now, $648 million cash option if somebody were to win, want to take the cash payout. So it's a record-setting jackpot. We're looking at the second largest in Mega Millions history and third largest in U.S. lottery history right now.
And most people, when we're talking about things like this, I know that you've got the ability to take a 30-year annuity or the cash option. I think I'm pretty sure to say that it's virtually anyone in these kinds of lofty amounts take the cash option.
Yeah, you know, we definitely see more folks take the cash option. It's really personal preference. And, you know, one, I guess, kind of myth out there is that if you take the annuity option, and, you know, something were to happen, you passed away or something like that, which obviously hopefully didn't happen, that money would just go away. And that's not the case. It's guaranteed for 30 years and would go to whoever you elect as a beneficiary. So, you know, that's one thing that I think people should weigh when they're trying to decide cash option or annuity payout.
Yeah, because I know there's, you get the first payment, then there are 29 more payments, and each check is 5% more than the last check. Give me an idea of what that annuity payment would be on this kind of a jackpot.
You know, on this kind of jackpot, I actually have not even seen the breakdown yet.
Okay.
But you're talking, you know, even that first payment is going to be several million dollars at this level. So it would be plenty to make you happy, I think, and
yeah,
you know, get some new things. And by the time you get to that last one, your bank account would be pretty full already.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would be the case. $648 million cash option, about $1.1 billion overall. And I don't know why, but from the beginning when I heard that we were going over a billion, I kept picking 1.2. I don't know if we'll get to it, but I probably mistakenly thought it was 1.2, and I kind of lived with that. But it hasn't been 1.2. It's at 1.1, and we'll see how it all works out. Tell me, Jake Harris of the Michigan Lottery, does this help our schools even more when the jackpot gets to this amount, or is it just the same amount of money going to the schools?
Well, you know, I guess the answer to that question is somewhat both. You know, the same amount of money is going to go to the schools, you know, based on the breakdown of the lottery dollar. It tends to be about 28 cents of every purchase goes to school aid fund, which last year led to a $1.419 billion contribution. However, when we get a jackpot at this level, you know, sales are really, really taking off right now. And that obviously helps the school aid fund as well. So, you know, when we get a jackpot like this, we're seeing folks like Ann who decide that they want to get in the game and now they're going to play. And so, you know, we do see an uptick in sales, certainly. And that's all good news for Michigan schools.
Now, with that money that comes from people like Ann, can you turn those moth-bitten dollar bills into the Federal Reserve and get this is old money. She's got old money that she uses to buy these lottery tickets with. Now, what about the retailer? Or does the retailer get pretty much the same amount? I know in some states it varies, but do they get pretty much the same amount or a bump in the percentage if they happen to sell a $1 billion winner?
Yeah, so if, a Michigan retailer sells a $1 billion winner for this Mega Millions jackpot, they're going to take home a $50,000 bonus commission. That's on top of what they earn just for selling lottery. Each retailer that sells lottery earns 6% on each sale as their base commission. They earn a 2% cashing commission when a player comes in with a winning ticket. And there's some other incentives that they can earn in there as well, like for accepting credit and debit cards. They earn some additional commission there. So, the blended commission on average for retailers is about 7.8% just for selling lottery. And then when you sell a big winner, it changes things there too. Like I said, with a $50,000 payout for the retailer that sells the winning ticket in Michigan.
First thing you do if you have the winning ticket any time is sign the back of it so your name is on there. I know that. The second thing to do is don't go to sleep. Clutch that ticket close to your heart. And the first the first sign of daylight, get ye to the lottery center and register it or turn it in. But, all these things we're seeing, and you've seen it too, Jake Harris from the Michigan Lottery, that they tell you all these things you should do and shouldn't do. And one of the things they tell you shouldn't do is don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone you won. But in Michigan, don't you have to?
Yeah, so in Michigan, if you win a multi-state game, you're not able to remain anonymous. I think the situation we're in right now with a $1.1 billion jackpot, if somebody didn't want anybody to know that they'd won, they certainly could claim that prize. We'd do a press event with them. And then they could go really into hiding. I mean, I think with $1.1 billion, you could buy your own private island and go hang out for several months and kind of disappear, right?
Right, I guess so. But they are going to have to reveal themselves because you can't, hire a lawyer to represent you and go turn it in and not give the name. You have to reveal who the winner is, I think, right?
Yeah, we reveal who the winner is. And, it's really for transparency with the game. We want people to have faith in knowing that real Michiganders are playing these games and winning these prizes. That's important. And, that's really – it just comes down to
very good.
The fact that
yep.
some people think –
I understand.
Real people aren't winning.
Yep, I understand. You got to cover yourself, and that does it. Still have time to buy the lottery tickets. Thanks, Jake. We continue on WJR.